Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
Garfield and Friends will be right back. At least I'll be.
Do a backflip, Odie. Bang, Odie. Now roll over.
Garfield, dinner!
Oh, great dinner. Now where's Odie? Oh boy, lasagna. That does it. Cut! I said cut!
Yeah, okay. What is it, Garfield?
I'd like to express my extreme displeasure with this script. Are you listening out there in the control booth, Mr. Director, sir?
I hear you. Go ahead.
It's about time you at home see what goes on behind the scenes of a major network TV show.
Did I miss my cue? What's happening?
Sorry, John. Garfield stopped tape.
Quick, somebody, find the writers. I think we've got some trouble.
This is supposed to be my show, and frankly, I'm tired of watching all the good close-ups and the best jokes go to the guest stars and the supporting cast.
Supporting cast?
So I cut to a shot of Odie. There has to be more visual interest than just you sleeping and eating for an entire hour.
I can do more than just sleep and eat.
It's what you do best. In fact, it's just about the only thing you do.
Well, I need to stretch as an actor. I can write a better script than this one, and I'll prove it.
All right, everyone, take a break.
Come on, Odie, I'll treat you to a dog biscuit over at the commissary.
I'll show him what a good script is. Fade in. Every good script starts with that. Don't ask me why. I'll show him I can do more than eat and sleep. I need something to get me out of the house. An adventure story. Exterior, pirate ship, day. Camera pushes in. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I'll call it Garfield the Pirate.
How fast, mateys? There's an ocean of treasure out there for the taking. I say there, mateys.
Oh, forgot about writing some supporting characters into the script. Okay, maybe I do need the kid and the dog. John and Odie enter dressed as pirates.
Avast, mateys! Look lively and prepare to repel boarders. 'Tis the king's entire fleet chasing us.
Aye, aye, captain.
Look, off to the right.
That's starboard.
I knew that. The king's armada. Captain, give us your orders. It's up to me to do what I do best.
I seem to have written myself into a corner. I seem to be eating and sleeping again. Okay, I'll write something with a lot of action in it. Let's see. Got it. Exterior, city, street, night. Criminal's getaway car races through the street. They think they've made their getaway, but they fail to reckon with the avenging force of the Cat Crusader. They're nearing their hideout when they see it. The projected symbol, it strikes terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere. That's a ducky. Now here's a rabbit and a horsey. Wait a minute, I'm a serious dramatic crime fighter. I don't do duckies and horsies. Terror filled their hearts as they saw the figure of vengeance approach. And as the striped knight neared them, he knew what he had to do.
Oh, Mr. Garfield, the director says he's waiting for the new script, the one where you do more than sleep and eat.
Okay, this is it. The most exciting cartoon episode ever written. Exterior, city, day, the flying saucer appears over the city. The laser vapor ray begins siphoning the atoms out of all the buildings, while the giant radioactive space ape starts destroying whole mini malls with his bare hands. And in the distance, the volcano explodes. Our intrepid hero is trying to avoid the mutant locusts from the center of the Earth when suddenly the ninja warriors appeared, guarding the giant robots. Oh, this is good. And what else? Ghosts. I need ghosts. Okay, ghosts. Our hero realized that the end was near if he didn't do something. He raced to his super secret, super scientific science lab and began to mix the master potion that would save the Earth. He had invented... No, not lasagna. I didn't write that. No, stop. I gotta get out and save the world. I give up.
Any chance of doing this today?
Our star's writing another script, and...
No, he isn't. I give up. Bring on the lasagna, set up the bed. I might as well live down to my reputation.
All right, let's take it again from the top.
Oh, boy, lasagna. Huh? Wait. Stop tape again. Do I have to do everything around here? I'm sorry, your parts have been cut. Okay, roll 'em. Hey, eating and sleeping may be boring, but at least I got steady work. Don't try to fight it, folks. It's time for Screaming with Pinky. Mitchell Curtis is one of the talented animators who works on my cartoon show. The job requires a willingness to work cheap, along with careful precision and a steady hand, all to draw marvelous moi.
Cartoonist!
We'll be right back after this, hopefully better drawn. I hope you're happy now.
Booker, Sheldon, get that corn over for Roy to shuck. Our customer's coming for it tomorrow. Bo, you help Roy shuck the corn. Oh, and keep an eye peeled for that rotten weasel. Lanolin thinks she saw him sneaking around.
Like, oui, mon Capitaine Pigot.
We have to get that corn out of its husk for the customer. Wait, where was I going to send you?
Someplace far from the weasel. Far, far from the weasel.
Wade, the weasel is probably miles from here. Go put that crate in the barn and then come see me.
Uh-huh. I should listen to Orson, for Orson is our leader. Uh-huh. And if he says the weasel is far from here, then I shall fear no weasel. I shall instead carry the crate into the barn. If 3 seconds to duck panic. 3, 2, 1.
Fire! Help! Odd happenstance! Help, help! Mystery! Severe crate mystery! Oh, help! Yes, help!
Orson said to clean the corn, but I'm not sure I like to shuck. It's so boring that I'm snoring. It's a job for Wade the Duck. La 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 la.
Psst. Hey, Rooster, how come that pig's the boss here instead of you?
Hey, how come that pig's the boss here instead of me? How come that pig's the boss here instead of me?
Roy, we need that corn shuck.
Says you. You can't give me one good reason why you're leader instead of me.
I'm smarter than you. I'm more responsible than you. I'm a better planner than you. I know more about farming than you. I'm more respected than you are. I'm more trustworthy than you are.
Yeah. But how about a good reason? We ought to have... an election.
An election?
Let everyone vote for who they want to be leader of the farm. Or are you chicken?
No, I'm pig. You're chicken.
He's already launching a smear campaign.
Why me?
This is terrific. Now I just have to make a few alterations.
Vote for Roy. Roy's your boy. Vote early, vote often, but vote for me.
What's Roy doing? He's like, you know, campaigning.
He's making speeches.
My opponent stands for everything rotten. He's against puppies and chocolate ice cream. He's in favor of measles, dead frogs, and hundreds of hours of homework every night.
I'll show you what a great politician Roy is, man. Hey, candidate, what's your position on building a new barn?
I'm glad you asked that. The building of a new barn is a matter of great importance, and we must proceed with both caution and bold vision for the future. Thank you.
But he didn't answer your question.
That's the idea. Isn't he great, man?
Go on in and vote, and remember, you don't have to vote for the best candidate. You can vote for me. Every chicken on this farm has gone into that booth and probably voted the Roy ticket.
How many have come out?
Gee, must be crowded in there.
Something is very, very wrong. Those chickens didn't all just disappear. There was a hole under the election booth. Come on. They're gone. These are weasel tracks. The weasels got the chickens.
Help! Help! Assistance! Mayday! A duck in need of aid. Help. That should be enough panic.
I've been at it for 19 hours. If the weasel comes within a mile of me, I will see him coming.
These are fat chickens.
There they are.
What'll we do? We need a plan. Where do we get a plan?
You cut them out of the sack and I'll go take care of the weasel.
That's a plan. Wait. How can I cut the sack?
Use your campaign button.
That's it. I'll use my campaign button.
Come on.
Oh, Mr. Weasel, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? Hey, you ain't stopping me, pig.
Move it out. Step lively, ladies. Up 2, 3, 4. Up 2, 3, 4. Hurry.
I couldn't stop you if I wanted to, but you seem to not be able to get your sack out of the tunnel.
Yeah, I'll figure out a way. You got any ideas?
Well, you might try giving it a real big yank.
Good idea. Here goes. 1, 2, 3.
Yay!
Yeah! Hey! I want my chickens. This ain't fair.
Are we weasel-less?
Weasel-less? Let's head back to the barnyard.
Well, I guess I have all your votes, huh? Looks like we know who's gonna be the new leader of the barnyard. The new leader of the barnyard is, the old leader of the barnyard. It was Orson's plan that saved you. I concede you're more qualified to be leader.
Congratulations! How does it feel to be leader?
Feels great. I feel proud and honored and...
Hey, where's my corn? My corn better be all husked and ready for me. Are you in charge?
Yes. Yes, I am. And your corn will be ready in a jiff. Of course, being leader does have its disadvantages.
Boy, am I in a rotten mood. Out of my way, Bree Breath.
Hey,
back to me. I'll tell my sister Loretta.
Loretta?
She'll pound you flat.
Bring her on. Good fight might cheer me up.
Hey, Loretta!
Isn't the fresh air great, boys?
Yeah.
Not really. My lungs are used to smog. Smog and fumes from Italian cooking.
I haven't seen my cousin Burford since I was in short pants and playing kids' games.
That'd be a week ago Thursday.
Nice to have you here, cousin.
Nice to be here, Burford. How are you doing?
I'm starving to death.
Ah, we have much in common.
I ain't sold so much as a stick of gum in 3 weeks, and I've tried everything. I've had sales and contests. I even had Jim Cratchlow from over in the next county come over here and dance around in a penguin suit. Most pathetic thing you ever saw. And I didn't sell a thing. It's all on account of what happens to folks when they come near here.
What happens to them?
Well, there's your first hint right there.
Someone's slinging mud.
And it's nowhere near Election Day.
Rufus Grabwater, you hear me? You stop this. It's way past the amusing stage.
I'll stop it when you give me back my pappy's watch.
I ain't got your pappy's watch, you miserable excuse for a person. 3 years back, he left his pappy's watch in my store and then up and disappeared. I've had a load of things disappear around this place. Don't know how, don't know where, but I didn't take his pappy's watch.
Can't you reason with him?
I'd say not.
Hold it, Odie. You may proceed. I'm going to dry off and eat my candy bar. No towels. I have to use the automatic hand blower. I hate these for two reasons. First, it's impossible to blow your nose on them. And that would be the second reason. My candy bar. Where is it? Seal all the exits!
Been that way for weeks. Anybody comes near my store, whammo! Mud pie and the kisser. You should have seen what he did to that Forbush twins. It was just awful.
Did you take my candy bar?
Mm-mm. Well, you're my cousin, so I'm going to go find this Rufus and talk some sense into him.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I'll settle this, or my name is Mud.
Mud should be back any minute now.
Hello. My name is Mud.
We were expecting you. If John keeps this up, he's going to go through the world supply of rubber duckies in one day. Okay, we got to find my candy bar, Odie. Can I describe it? Sure. It had peanuts and nougat and wafers and... It was all wrapped in a mouth-watering chocolate coating and sprinkled with bits of chocolate. And, Odie, we gotta find it. That's not it. That's a watch. Candy bars just don't walk away, or do they? Maybe that one wasn't dead. Odie, you found the watch. That must be the watch that the Fernando Valenzuela of the mud pie was looking for. Wait here, and don't lose it. It's not my candy bar, but it's not a bad find.
It's okay, Mrs. Cathcart. You can come in and shop here. Yeah, he's still throwing mud, but tell you what, I'll throw in a free bottle of shampoo and one of them windshield scraper things.
Yoo-hoo! Urgent cat message.
The sandbox is that way. What? That ain't it? This had better be good, kitty. You brought me in here to show me a candy bar? Cat, you're nuttier than that Rufus fella.
Odie! Where'd the watch go?
I don't
know. Oh, well. At least I got my candy bar back. The trouble with candy bars is, if you can finish them, they're not big enough. You should know better than to interrupt a candy bar. Odie, you clumsy canine! You found the watch? Where is it? Odie, that is not a watch. That is a head of cabbage. There is a difference.
Huh?
You do not tell time with a head of cabbage. You make coleslaw out of it.
Aww.
Odie, you have a head of cabbage. I'm gonna go finish my candy bar. I hope you have a good excuse for that feeble impression of a real dog. Playing Charades. This is probably a movie title. A movie about a very silly dog. Odie, I have no idea what you're saying. And you have no idea how proud I am of that. Candy bar thief! Stop! In the name of Overeaters Anonymous! Odie, we have a serious problem here.
What in the world was that?
Garfield.
I don't know what it was, but I know it was Garfield.
Odie, next week we start wearing shoes.
Ah, now, look at what they've gone and done. This is worse than the time Arnold Fragg brought that live moose in here.
Garfield, look what you've done.
Do you think they're me?
Well, those are Mrs. Hotchkiss's earrings. She lost them 2 years ago. And that there's Weird Harold Mugwump's tiara. Never figured out what he did with that. Well, looks like I have me a pack rat leaving things and swapping them for stuff. That's where all the things went. And here's Rufus's pappy's watch.
Well, it looks like everything's worked out fine now. The store's doing big business.
Not as much business as that there rat is doing.
Why should I trade you something to get my own candy bar back?
Imagine. A rat had my pappy's watch. I'll never mud you again, Burford.
I'm sorry to hear that, Rufus. It was bad for business, but good for my complexion.
Hey, how'd you get your candy bar back from the pack rat?
I traded him something we didn't have any use for.
Odie!